get some time to get away from football a little bit. Saw the student athletes a lot, but didn't necessarily practice as much as our earlier bye week this year. Trying to do our best to get our feet back, get our legs back, and get our minds right for the last third of this season.
First question this morning from Andy Water. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Ryan.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Ryan. When there's a team like Rhode Island, that's made what, 5 fourth quarter comebacks. I mean, that's what's happened in the past, of course. But do you keep that in mind that they have that mentality that obviously they're going to go right till the end, no matter what the scores?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's something that is admirable, and when you see it from afar, it's obviously something that that proves that they have belief in each other. They have belief in their they have confidence in the ability to do things like that. I think it speaks to usually a little bit more of a veteran team. Really good coaching that just kind of plays the next snap and can continue to play from ahead or behind. And I think that's obviously just kind of a microcosm of the kind of team that they are as well. Like the season is the team that they are. They're a team that's balanced and can have weapons on both sides and do well on special teams and not kill themselves, not shoot themselves in the foot when they're trying to make a comeback.
Excuse me. In this week's game, I mean, is this kind of what it's about, and why it was still important to be part of the CAA this year and having an opportunity to play in a game like this?
Yeah, I think I understand your question.
No, no. I mean, going up against a first place team that's
Oh,
undefeated.
I got you. That's we wanted to make sure that we had the ability to still play a great schedule and play meaningful games in late in the season and have situations where our fans want to come watch a game in the in November. And that's certainly what's going to happen this weekend with one of the better teams in the conference coming into town, and it's exciting. It's something that obviously our student athletes came here to play in games like this, and our coaches are here to play to coach in games like this, and hopefully our fans come to watch games like this.
Thanks.
Next question from Kevin Trestling. Go ahead, Kev.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Ryan. Coach Fleming said that he feels that you guys have the best secondary that they've played so far, and obviously those guys have done a nice job of, obviously, limiting opposing wide receivers, but also coming up with plenty of takeaways. I think KT leads the league in interceptions. What have you liked about what that unit has done to help you guys this year?
Yeah, I think what we do schematically kind of lends itself to some versatility back there, but you really need those personnel. You need the personnel to be versatile, and so you can say, hey, we want to be able to move these guys around and do different things with them. But if they don't have the capability of doing that and the skill set that's needed, then you're probably just putting pieces where they don't belong. And so I think the versatility of the group that we have. I think they're gaining some confidence as the year goes on too. I think because there are some young guys still in that secondary, and then out wide, at the corner position, a little bit more, guys who were veterans in their age but didn't have as ton of experience either. And so it's been fun to watch that. Ty's been a great leader out there at corner. Kind of bringing the young guys along and. It's been fun to watch their development as a unit back there. I think they're starting to communicate better. I think they're starting to understand, conceptually what we're trying to accomplish, not just what their role and their job is.
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan, you mentioned how banged up you guys have been. Probably no place more than the quarterback spot. You used three. What is the status of those guys going into this week?
Yeah, it'll be pretty similar. I think all three of those guys are going to be in the questionable category going into the game. Nick played well the other day, which was really nice to see. Really played within himself, didn't try to do too much. Let the game come to him and had the people around him were able to make plays because he got the ball to them. And hopefully we can continue to do things like that. No matter who's there. The people around him are going to be the ones that help us win this football game. And that's the kind of the quarterback's job, right? Is to make sure that the ball gets into the playmaker's hands, and that we don't turn the ball over. And so as long as whoever those three, you know, one of those three is in there, or one of those five is in there, we'd like to think that we have the ability to win a football game, as long as we do the things that are, you know, fundamental to our success and the things that we believe in and work on all year. So, you know, we just got to continue to keep the ball in our hands and get the ball into the playmakers' hands.
Speaking of playmakers, last week, Marcus Yarns gets an invitation to the East-West Shrine Game, which is an extremely nice honor. Just talk about what that means to have a guy from your program in that game and what you see maybe as his future as a professional down the road.
Yeah, I mean, Marcus is he's much deserved to have that invitation, and honestly, anything that comes to him. He's a really hard worker, a great person, a really good teammate, so unselfish. And you know, I've really enjoyed my time getting to know him and getting to coach him. You know, when somebody works that hard and has a ton of talent, and you know, it kind of comes to fruition for him, and you know, we'll find out exactly how much it does. But even what he's doing on the field right now is just fun to see. And it's kind of one of the cool parts about coaching is those guys that, you know, kind of grow into something that you think they could be, and they start to maximize their potential. It gets really fun to watch, and you know, really proud of Marcus and his teammates for you know, kind of you know, the being able to prop him up like that, with the amount of effort that everybody's given. And so you know, we're excited about his future. But you know, I'm really excited about his future against Rhode Island. I hope he has a great one this weekend.
We've talked about Rhode Island a little bit with Annie, but they come in with a 7-game win streak. As you mentioned, a lot of late game victories that you've started to break them down. What impresses you with the way they've played this season?
Well, they're really well coached. You know, that's something that's been consistent in this in that program. And I think the thing that you've noticed grow over the couple of years, even from 22 to now, and I think a lot of those the student athletes are similar. Now they're just more experienced, but the talent has gotten deeper. I think the you know, the 22 that they roll out there, and I would say probably 35 that they roll out there right now, are you know, some of the most talented in the league. And I think that's something to you know, that's obviously a credit to the way that they've recruited there and the way that they've developed there. And you know, I think they're explosive on both sides of the ball. Obviously, you know, one of the better defenses in the conference, maybe the country. They really get after the quarterback. You know, Pena's a you know, is pretty special player on the edge, and they do such different things up front that it really you know, it does hinder you from being too extensive in your package. And so, you know, if you limit down to the base stuff, and then you know, they have good players, all of a sudden, you know, they're in a situation where they can kind of dictate what you're doing on offense. And then on, I really think they're hitting stride offensively. You know, I think, you know, it happens with young quarterbacks, right? As time goes on, they get better and better. And they're at that point now where I think they're playing really confidently. They're holding on to the ball a little bit better, and they're, you know, in a situation now where you know, any given day they could be, you know, one of the best teams in the country.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time today, and I look forward to talking to you next week.